The CEO of the Canadian Centre for Swine Improvement is encouraging a re-evaluation of the sources of energy consumed in the diet. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Pork, more than just a good source of protein, was among the topics discussed as part of the 2019 Banff Pork Seminar earlier this month. Brian Sullivan, the CEO of the Canadian Centre for Swine Improvement, observes the three macronutrients that make up the human diet include protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and we've seen a trend over the past 50 to 60 years of increasing energy from carbohydrates and decreasing it from fats, while energy from protein has remained about the same.
The common theory on obesity is just a simple more energy intake than you're burning leads to obesity. It may not be that simple. It doesn't seem to be that simple. The source of energy may also be an important factor in whether or not you're putting on fat or burning fat on an ongoing basis. And what is clear is if you consume a lot of energy from carbohydrates, that leads to obesity. That's pretty clear. And we've seen a long-term trend of increasing consumption of carbohydrates and an increasing proportion of obesity in Canada, North America, and most countries around the world.
Sullivan observes we've seen a drastic reduction in energy from healthy fat sources like pork and other livestock sources, and this may have had a detrimental impact on the health of our human population. He says if it's recognized that a more moderate or higher amount of fat in your diet is not only not bad for you, but might be good for you, that provides a real opportunity to do more with fat in pork. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.